I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Tomorrow, the head of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, is due in Washington, where he's indicating he hopes to de-escalate trade tensions with the U.S. amid the Trump administration's tariff plans, but it will make no new offer, the EC says. That's Europe tomorrow. Today, at a hearing room in Washington, it's those U.S. sanctions on $50 billion worth of Chinese exports up for discussion, with a roster of business leaders set to weigh in, Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
These are products like industrial machinery, communications technology, and aerospace parts. Christine McDaniel at the Mercatus Center says they're all related to the Chinese government's Made in China 2025 plan to boost high tech.
China has a list of industries and sectors that they have deemed strategically important. This goes after a lot of products on those lists.
McDaniel says this batch of tariffs is a response to China's alleged intellectual property and technology theft.
This is not a phony issue like the trade deficit. These concerns are vast and they're serious and they're legitimate.
Most businesses welcome a U.S. crackdown on China, but fear retaliation. Shihoko Goto is with the Woodrow Wilson Center's Asia program.
There's a great deal of concern about the government losing sight of what its priorities are and that it's not really looking into the long-term impact.
Businesses will be able to air their concerns at today's hearing or apply for exemptions from the tariffs before they go into place. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.